弟兄姐妹平安。
我们刚刚读过这段经文，这段经文提到有一位百夫长，他的信心让主耶稣觉得非常的稀奇。
So in the scriptures we just read, Jesus mentioned that he was astonished by the faith of the centurion.
我想任何一个人能够做任何一件事情，让耶稣会觉得稀奇，那绝对是很稀奇的事情。
So I feel that if anyone, who will do anything that will make Jesus feel astonished, that must be an astonishing thing.
神的儿子有什么样的事情他没有看过，他会被吓一跳。
What kind of thing that Jesus had not experienced, he would be shocked by it.
可是竟然有这么稀奇的事情，就是有一个人他的信心让耶稣觉得非常稀奇。
But Jesus was astonished by a person, by a person's faith.
所以我马上就会问说，到底这个人的信心有什么特别之处？为什么耶稣会这样子的稀奇？
So then we will ask at once, why did this faith astonish Jesus?
他的信心有什么我们必须要学习的地方？
So what we can learn from his faith?
这就是我们今天要来思考这段经文的重点。
So this is what we are going to think about this morning.
我想我们注意到耶稣提到这位百夫长的信心的时候，他提到两点很重要。
So when Jesus described the centurion's faith, he mentioned two important points.
主耶稣说："这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that, I have not found anyone in Israel like this who has such great faith."
这里有两点，第一点，耶稣说他的信心很大，我想白纸黑字写得很清楚。
There are two points here. Jesus said, "He is a man with great faith," and it is clearly written here.
但是第二点更加的重要，耶稣说这样子的信心是在以色列中都找不到的。
But the second point is more important. Jesus said he could not find anyone who had such great faith.
所以，一个外族人，他对耶和华神的信心，竟然是在神的百姓以色列人当中都找不到的。
So the centurion was a Roman and he was a Gentile, but Jesus could not find someone, who has the same faith as him.
对不起，我好像是太赶了一点啊。所以你发现到耶稣这边讲对耶稣的稀奇，其实是有两方面的稀奇，一个是正面的稀奇，一个是反面的稀奇。
So actually, Jesus had a positive astonishment and also a negative one.
正面的稀奇就是说这个人信心怎么这么大。
So the positive astonishment was, this is a man who has such great faith.
反面的信心就是说在以色列人中怎么找不到这样子的信心呢？
The negative astonishment to Jesus was that why I couldn't find a person in Israel who has the same faith.
这个正面的稀奇其实是从反面的稀奇所衬托出来的。
Actually, the positive astonishment was shown up by the negative one.
所以我想今天早上我们要先来思考这个反面的稀奇到底有什么样子的意义在里面。
So this morning we are going to think about what the negative astonishment tells us.
然后我们再转过来，从正面的角度来看说，这位百夫长的信心到底什么值得我们学习的。
So then we'll think about the positive side. What kind of faith that we can receive or the lesson we can learn from his faith.
然后最后我们要把这两方面合起来，来思考一个很重要的问题。
Then lastly, we will integrate both sides and think another important thing.
首先，主耶稣这个反面的稀奇，主要是关系到以色列人，而不是关系到这位百夫长。
First, the negative astonishment is mainly related to Israelites, actually not with the, to the centurion.
在第十一节、第十二节这个地方，主耶稣说："从东从西将有许多的人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。"唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外面的黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
So in verses 11 to 12, Jesus said, "Many will come from the east and the west, and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
显然，而且其实我们也都知道，当时以色列人他们的信仰是出现了一个很大很大的危机。
Certainly, we know that at that time there was indeed crisis in the faith of Israelites.
当时那个时候的以色列人，他们的信仰普遍的，即使你不是说全部，都落入到一个律法主义的一种陷阱泥淖的里面。
So generally speaking, if not all, the Israelites' faith fell into the mud of legalism.
你可以说以色列人他们基本上他们都只是在那里死守的一堆城府的规条一些传统，他们个人的生命跟他们所敬拜的神已经没有生命的真正的连结跟关系了。
They only stick to the some old regulations, traditions.And their life did not have any relationship, any direct relationship with God.
他们拥有一个很悠久的文化，一个很深，很丰富的一个宗教的信仰文化，是一个被旧约圣经深深洗礼过的一个文化。
They owned a rich culture with a long history, which was deeply baptized by the Old Testament.
这是别的文化所没有的。
So other nations did not have this kind of culture.
但是他们那一种深厚悠久的宗教文化，当你把它对照他们事实上当时本身那种空洞的信仰的时候，你发觉这是一个太大太大的落差。
Actually, there is a huge gap between this deep religious culture and their empty faith.
结果他们在这一个真正信仰的道路上面。他们在那个地方竟然拒绝了神差派来到他们当中的那位弥赛亚。
So actually, they rejected Messiah.
他们看不见这位神所赐给他们，他们等候了多少年的弥赛亚。
They could not see that this is the Messiah that they have been waiting for many years.
他们把他钉在十字架上。
They crucified him.
所以当许多的民族照着耶稣这里所讲的，因为相信的这位弥赛亚已经进到了天国，和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同的在享受丰盛的救恩的时候，以色列人这个民族，你发现到直到今天怎么样，他们还在黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
So people from other nations, they entered the kingdom of heaven and enjoyed the grace of salvation with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.But the nation of Israelites has been weeping and gnashing of teeth outside in the darkness till today.
两千年来，你看见以色列人在那里等，仍然在等候着他们的弥赛亚。
So after 2,000 years, the nation of Israel, they're still waiting for their Messiah.
两千年来，他们受了多少的痛苦，多少的苦难。
They suffered so much in the past 2,000 years.
多少时候他们在那里等候的，是不是这个时候我们的弥赛亚要来拯救我们
？So they have been waiting and asking whether this is Messiah who will, give the salvation to them.
可是直到今天，他们还没有等到弥赛亚。
So they still have not found Messiah who will save them till today.
主耶稣这里所说的这一个一句话，在这两千年的历史的当中，你看见事实就这样子的发生。
So in the past 2,000 years, it just happened like this.
以色列当时的以色列人、犹太人，主耶稣告诉他们，他们落在一个很深的一个信仰的陷阱里面。
So the Israelites, Jesus told them, they fell into a deep trap.
但是你有没有发现到，其实今天在教会里面，很多所谓的老基督徒，其实也不自觉的都掉进到跟以色列人同样的那种陷阱、那种危机里面去。你有没有发现到
？So have you found that some old Christians in church have also fallen into this same kind of trap, like Israelites?
不晓得你有没有发现到，其实很多的基督徒信主一段相当的年日之后，常常有一个感觉。
So many old Christians, after they believed in Jesus Christ for many years, and they felt.
有时候我们发现到说，信主这么久了，我们的生命、我们的行为、我们的修养、我们待人接物， 很多方面我们都有很大的改变，生命被主改变了。
So would say we believe in the Lord for so many years, our life, our behavior, and many other things have been changed because of our faith.
很多基督徒该怎么样，基督徒不该怎么样，以前做不到的，现在都做得到了。
So as Christians, we can do things that we couldn't do in the past.
不仅是做得到，而且都变得很自然的，不再有争执了。刚刚信主的时候，想到十一奉献，哇，每个礼拜都在那边争执，真的要十一奉献吗？真的要十一奉献吗？有很多基督徒信主很长一段时间之后，十一奉献理所当然的，每个礼拜就是十一奉献的，从不再挣扎了。
Not only that, things become natural. And in past, we were struggled for the tithe. And now, we are not struggling about this.
这些都觉得非常非常的好，可是正是因为所有的这一切都变得很自然了，不再有挣扎了，你有没有发现到，也同时就变得没有感觉？
These are all good, but however, just because of everything becomes so natural. And we are now unconscious.
因为不再有感觉了，有时候你发觉到说什么，你的信仰变得也是很空洞。
So without conscience, our faith has become is becomes empty.
以前觉得说要做一个好基督徒很难，所以在那里天天的依靠主，天天的寻求主，天天求主帮助，把主也抓得很紧的。
We found it hard to be a good Christian in the past, so we depended on the Lord. Every day, looked upon the Lord for help and also held the Lord tight.
但是现在很多都变得，很多事情都变得很自然了，也不再有什么挣扎了。你反而觉得说，在你的生活当中，你不晓得怎么样子的来依靠主，大家都觉得你很好。
So now everything becomes natural. So we don't know now how to depend on the Lord or look upon the Lord. Everybody feels you are a good Christian.
反而我们常常是在那些刚刚信主没多久的弟兄姐妹的身上。
On the contrary, we often see in the, the great faith in brothers and sisters
就是在那些
who
信仰还没有很坚固的根基，还在那边很多挣扎，还在怎么样成长的这些弟兄姐妹身上，我们反而看见到在他们身上有一种真实的信心。
So on the contrary, we actually see the great and the true faith in brothers and sisters who had not known the Lord for a long time.
因为他们永留着一种对神的热情。
Because they show their enthusiasm for God.
因为他们的心对神紧紧的在那边依靠着。
So they truly depend on the Lord.
为什么很多时候我们信主久了之后，信心对我们来说反而越来越空洞，越来越琢磨不到？
So why does this happen? The longer we believe in Jesus Christ, the emptier our faith becomes.
你就看见到是我们自己把那个神曾经放进到我们心里面一个很单纯的信心，把它丢弃了。
So what you see here is that we have lost our pure faith that God has ever put into our heart.
所以今天在你的身上有很多的基督教文化，但是呢，却已经失去了那个纯全的信心。
So you might know more about the Christian culture, but you have lost the pure faith.
主耶稣借着这个百夫长的信心，要唤醒以色列人。
So Jesus Christ, wanted to wake up Israelites through the faith in the sanctuary.
要让他们认识到说，任何时候，任何一个人，就是凭着一个单纯的信心，人就要从东、从西、从各个地方、从各样的背景来进入到天国的里面，来跟亚伯拉罕、跟以撒、跟雅各在那里这些信心的先祖，跟他们一同的来享受神丰盛的救恩，就是凭着一个单纯的信心就进来了。
So Jesus want the Israelites understand that with a pure faith, no matter from where and when, you would be able to enter the kingdom of God. And enjoy the salvation of heaven, together with the ancestor of faith like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是这个纯全的信心如果失落了，如果没有在你的里面，那不论你受过多少的 基督教文化的熏陶，你都仍然是在外面，在那里哀哭切齿，没有份享受神国救恩的丰盛。
So if you have lost the faith and do not have the faith, you will be thrown outside and do not have any relationship with God, no matter how much you have been immersed in the Christian culture, and you can't enjoy the rich salvation from God.
基督教文化不是不好，基督教文化非常的宝贵。
I'm not saying that Christian culture is not good. It's actually very valuable.
我们信主一段相当年日之后，在你的身上一定有很多的，或是一种一些越来越深厚的这种基督教文化气息，就会在你的身上。
So actually, after you believe in Jesus for many years, you actually show some kind of Christian culture in you.
我们中间有很多在基督徒家庭长大的，也许现在还是15、6岁到20几岁，因为你在基督徒家庭长大，你的身上也有很宝贵的基督教文化的熏陶。
Many of us grew up in the Christian family
但是
because
我
you
们，
have been immersed in this culture. So actually, we can see Christian culture in you.
但是我们需要注意到，基督教文化虽然能够让你在行为举止上面很像一个基督徒。基督教文化能够让你在教会出入境觉得非常的自在，但是基督教文化没办法使你成为一个基督徒。
So Christian culture helps you behave like a Christian and feel ease in the church. However, there is no way for you to become a true Christian just through Christian culture.
它没有办法取代你的信心。
It cannot replace your faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，千万不要让你所拥有的基督教文化取代了你在你的生命里面绝对必须要有的那个对基督的信心，这是两码回之事。
So, never let your faith in Christ be replaced with Christian culture. These are totally two different things.
不要只是常常在看说我已经是一个信主多少年的一个基督徒了，我的生活、我的行为点点等等的，在众人的眼中是一个多好的一个基督徒。
So, you should not only count how many years you have been a Christian, and how experienced you are, and how well your life and behavior have been shaped.
弟兄姐妹，宁可我们再次的回转，回头来像一个小孩子一样的，重新拾起对神一个很单纯的信心。
We would rather turn around and start first to be like a child and regain the faith in Christ.
宁愿我们还没有所谓那些很好很好的基督徒的所谓的行为的见证，可是我们生命在那边追求的成长，紧紧的抓住着神，依靠着神的赦罪之恩。
So we'd rather not have those good testimony, but we should rely on Jesus Christ and hold the Christ tight.
远比我们行为好得不得了，心灵却跟神10万8千里的遥远。还要宝贵。
So it's better than like being a Christian, but your faith is far away from Christ.
所以这是为什么在以色列人的当中，主耶稣说竟然找不到这样子的信心。
So Jesus said, "I cannot find a person who has such great faith."
他们隐藏在他们的文化里面，却不晓得说他们。生命里面没有那个最基本的、最重要的那个对主的信心。
You're hidden in the culture, so they don't know that, they don't have the strong faith to Christ.
所以我们转回到正面，我们来思考一下这位百夫长的信心。
So now we'll turn to the positive side and think about the faith of the centurion.
我不晓得这位百夫长他信主多久了，应该信主不会多久。因为耶稣出来传道也不过一小段时间，他一定在这当中才，什么样的机会了解，才慢慢信主的，时间一定不久。
So I do not know how long this centurion had faith in Jesus. Maybe it was not that long because Jesus shared the gospel not long, so it must not be long.
我也相信这位百夫长绝对不觉得他自己的信心有什么稀奇。
I also believe that the centurion might never think that his faith was so astonishing.
对他来说，信耶稣就是信耶稣嘛，信耶稣就是来依靠他嘛，这么简单一回事啊。
to him, believe in Jesus, it just means believing him and relying on him. And so simple.
我的仆人生病了怎么办? 就是来仰望耶稣,来求耶稣医治嘛,就是这样子而已啊。
My servant was sick. What could I do? So I just look upon Jesus and ask him for healing. It's just so simple.
我们经文所看到他所做的事情,其实就是一件很单纯,很直接,straightforward,这样子的一件事情而已啊。So
in the scripture, we can see that what he did is actually 非常的明了。
我们的翻译很好，所以他一点都不会觉得他的信心有什么稀奇之处。
So actually, he didn't feel that his behavior was so astonishing.
他可能甚至非常的稀奇，说耶稣为什么觉得他的信心很稀奇。
He might be astonished by Jesus' astonishment by his behavior.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果你今天渴望，你想要从这段经文当中去寻找、去学习什么样难如登天的大信心哈，那我想你就错了。So
brothers and sisters, if you expect to find a faith that is as hard as entering the heaven, in the scriptures we read today, you are wrong.
这位百夫长的信心非常的单纯。 他之所以让耶稣很稀奇，其实正是因为他的信心很单纯，他的信心一点都不高深。可是这种单纯的信心，就是很少人有。So
actually, the faith of Centurion was pure. The reason why he made Jesus feel so astonished was just because his faith was not so deep but so pure, and very few people have this kind of faith.
为什么一个很单纯，其实一点都不高深的信心，竟然很少人能够有？
Why this kind of faith that is actually pure but not deep, why so few people have it?
因为人都太复杂了。
That's because men are so complicated.
弟兄姐妹，可能我们都不惊讶我们会讲出这句话说人都太复杂了。
So I think we are not astonished by the saying that men are so complicated.
可是我不晓得你有没有思想过。 人的复杂正是人的罪性的一个最核心，或者说最中心的一个表现。Actually,
the complexity of human beings is the core of sin.
罪的特征就是会把人变得很复杂。The
feature of sins is to make people to be complicated and complex.
一个很复杂的人，就绝对是活在罪的捆绑当中。
A person who is complicated must be living in the sin.
当亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面的时候，其实本来他们的生活、他们的所有的关系都非常的单纯，一点都不复杂。So
actually, when Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, their life was simple, not complicated at all.
可是自从亚当跟夏娃犯罪的那一天开始，你从创世纪第三章，你有没有突然间发现到说，一切都变得很复杂了？When
they started to sin, you will find that their life became more complicated.
本来赤身肉体，大家都觉得挺好的，突然间就觉得哇，一定要找个东西来把它遮盖起来，有没有？复杂不复杂？At
the beginning, actually, they were naked, but then later they have to find something to cover themselves.
以前神来到园中，他们欢欢喜喜的就去跟神相遇，哇，畅谈，欢喜的不得了。现在神一来，赶快躲起来了，复杂不复杂？So
at the very beginning, they would communicate with God directly. Now, when God come to the Eden Garden, they hid themselves. Isn't this complicated?
神说：“你莫非吃了我说不可以吃的那个果子？”亚当就说：“对了，对不起了，我就吃了，不就好了吗？”他马上就要说：“哎呦，那不是，是你这个给我的那个女人，都是她害我的。你说复杂不复杂？”So
when God blamed them, why did you eat the fruit that I ordered you not to eat? And Adam said, if Adam said, sorry, I ate it, apologize to God, it would be solved, right? The problem would be solved, but He told a lie and blamed Eve that it's all her fault.
所以弟兄姐妹，你就发现到说，罪把我们污染到一个地步，我们的思想、我们的意念都变得 非常的复杂。
So, because of the pollution of our sins, our mind becomes so complicated.
以至于今天我们在罪的捆绑的当中，我们常常竟然没有办法单纯的来面对我们的神。
So we are bound by the sins, and we cannot, face God with a pure heart.
没办法单纯的来跟爱我们的神，来跟他相交。
We cannot communicate with God with a pure heart.
弟兄姐妹，你会发现到说，神跟我们正好相反。
Actually, did you find that, God is actually opposite?
我们人这么小，只懂得一点点，我们人却非常的复杂。
We human beings, we are so little, but we are so complicated.
神掌管一切，神无所不知，可是这位神却是非常的单纯。
God owns everything and knows everything, but actually he is pure.
他恨恶罪恶，就是清清楚楚的完全恨恶罪恶，你说单纯不单纯？
He hates things, absolutely all things. Can we say that he's so pure?
他爱我们，他就用完全的爱来爱我们，没有条件的爱我们，你说单纯不单纯？
He loves us, he just loves us without any condition. Can we say he's so pure?
弟兄姐妹，你就发现到说，在我们的生命当中，我们要跟这位神能够有连接，你的生命绝对必须要单纯下来。
So if you want to have direct relationship with God, communicate with God, your life has to be pure.
信耶稣只能够用单纯的心来信，只有这么一个信法。
We can only believe in God with pure faith, pure heart. There is no other way to believe in Him.
这位百夫长的心，他的心地的单纯，你从三个方面可以看出来。
We can tell the purity of the centurion's heart from three aspects.
首先，第一点，你发现到说，很简单。这位百夫长他知道耶稣是一位怎么样的神，他就照这样子的来信耶稣，就是这样子。
First, it's very simple. The centurion knew what kind of God Jesus was, so he just believed in Jesus in the same way.
耶稣既然是神的儿子，拥有天上地下一切的权柄，那我就很清楚，很单纯，我就相信说，只要他一句话，我的仆人就好了，就这样子。
So Jesus is the Son of God. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Then I just believe in him and asked Jesus, just say the word and you will complete it.
他的逻辑很简单，就从他个人的那个军旅生涯的一点点经验啊，他就可以看出来了。
His logic was actually very simple and he could understand it from his little military life.
想想看，什么叫做权柄？权柄就是意志的贯彻力，不是吗？
So what is authority? It's the implementation of will, isn't it?
你叫兵去，他就会去；你叫他做什么，他就会做。这叫做有权柄，对不对？
If you order a soldier to go, he will go. If you ask him to do something, and he will do something. This is called authority.
反过来说，你叫他去，他不去；你叫他做，他不做，那就叫做什么？没有权柄嘛。
On the contrary, if you ask him to go, he doesn't want to go. If you ask him to do something, and he doesn't want to do it, and this is called without authority.
所以他很简单的逻辑一想，就耶稣既然拥有天上地下一切的权柄，那耶稣一句话，他的意志立刻就会怎么样？绝对贯彻。
So his logic was very simple, because all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. If he just say the word, and his will be implemented.
所以他就这样子的相信，不打折扣。他就认定只要耶稣一句话，他的仆人就是好的，就是一定会好。
So he just believed this without any discount. He believed that his servant would be healed if Jesus said the word.
弟兄姐妹，信心就是这么一回事。
Brothers and sisters, faith is just like this.
主耶稣告诉我们他是一位怎样的神，我们就照这样子的来相信他，只有照这样子的来听从他，不打折扣，这就是相信，这就是信心。
The Lord Jesus Christ told us what kind of God he is, and we believe in him in the same way, and follow him without discount. This is the faith.
很多时候，我们信耶稣信的不好，其实常常关键的原因就在这个地方。
So the key reason for us not to have a strong, a good faith is just because we behave like this.
我们会把神的话语打个折扣，会把神的话语转个弯，有没有？
We will discount God's word. We'll turn around.
我们会用我们复杂的头脑去修改神的话语，有没有？
We use our complicated brain to revise God's word.
把神的话语好像很不完全呢，哪有这么简单？人活着不是单靠食物，乃靠神口里手中一切的话，真的吗？我们就用我们细腻的思考，再把它修改一下，希望把它改得更好、更完整一点。
So the God's word is not perfect. God say we should not live our life not only on bread but on God's word. Is that true? We should just revise it a little bit.
可是每次我们越改，都不是越改越好，而是越改越糟糕。
But every time it's true that the more revisions, the more changes, the worse.
这位百夫长的信心很单纯，弟兄姐妹，这个非常的宝贵。
It's so valuable that the centurion had such great faith.
然后在第二个方面，你发现到这位百夫长，他在主耶稣的面前，他真是把自己谦卑下来，你有没有看见？
So next point is that, do you see the centurion really humbled himself before Jesus?
他对耶稣说：“你倒设下来。”
And he said to Jesus, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
我们注意哦，这位百夫长，他不是反对耶稣到他家里面去哦。
So be careful here. He was not against Jesus to go to his home.
他不是在那里指挥着耶稣到底该到他家里去还是不该到他家里去，耶稣到底要怎么样子做，用什么样子的程序来医好他仆人的病，他不是在指挥耶稣哦。
Neither did he command Jesus to go or not to go his home or instruct Jesus about the whole procedure of doing this.
弟兄姐妹，你注意，他更不是什么？他更不是为了要凸显自己多有信心。你看我多有信心，所以呢，这个我都不需要耶稣到我家里面来看我多有信心，不是在凸显他自己的信心哦。
Actually, he did not intend to show off how faithful he was.And he didn't feel that, oh, see, I have strong faith, I have pure faith, I don't even need Jesus to come to my house.
他纯粹就是感觉到说自己实在不配耶稣来到他家里面去，就是一个很单纯的谦卑。
He just felt that he did not deserve to have Jesus come to his home. In person, it was a pure humility.
弟兄姐妹，一个真正纯全的信心有一个特征。
Brothers and sisters, there is a feature in the pure faith.
一个真正的纯全的信心，绝对不会显出一个把大家都比下去了的那种样子。
If you have pure faith, you would not show your by showing off your superiority to others.
很多时候我们觉得说，在我们中间如果有一个人很有信心，哇，大过所有人的信心的话，那我们在他面前一站，我们大概都觉得哦，被他比下去了，这个很惭愧，很丢脸啊！人家那样的信心，我们怎么这个样子
？Sometimes we feel that there's such a person in the church who has pure and strong, such strong faith.And before him, we all of us feel so inferior to him or her.
所以在我们的印象当中，我们常常想说，如果有一个很有信心的人的话，那他大概都是一副很有英雄气概的样子。怕什么？有信心呢、啊，这个倚靠主啊，怕什么？你看我都不怕啊，这叫英雄气概的样子呀。
Many times we would have a wrong impression and thought that.This great man with faith must have an image of heroism. You know, what would I fear?
可能我们也有时候都会看到说，有一些人好像很有信心，就把我们大家都比下去了，让我们都觉得很惭愧。
So many times we feel so, inferior to some other people who have strong faith.
可是弟兄姐妹不是的，这种会特意的表现出这种气概的。基本上大概都不是真正单纯的信心。
So people who would show off this kind of faith, they actually don't have pure faith.
里面大概都是掺杂了很多的血气。
It's actually mixed with flesh.
一个单纯的信心，一定是很谦卑的。
The pure faith must be, with humility.
那个信心所在我们中间所凸显出来的，不是这位有信心的人，不是这位在信靠的人，而是那一位我们所信靠的对象。
Actually, the pure faith should highlight the object of the faith, the one that we believe in, rather than the subject of the faith, the person with the faith.
只有在神面前，我们真的把自己放下，真的在神面前谦卑下来的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们才可能真正的发出那种单纯真实的信心。
So only when we humble ourselves before God can we have the pure faith.
所以弟兄姐妹在我们的周围不会觉得被比下去，
So you shouldn't feel that you are inferior to others.
不会觉得很惭愧，无地可站。
You shouldn't feel shamed, among other people.
如果我们心中向神有一个真实的、单纯的信心，我们会把所有人的注意力转向神，没有人在注意我。
So if you have pure faith, we would turn everyone's attention to Jesus Christ, not to ourselves.
让周围的人不是因为我的信心汗颜，而是因为我的信心被激励、被建造、被带到神的面前。
So we shouldn't let people around us feel inferior, but inspire others and lead others to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见到一个单纯的信心，一方面，神是一位怎样的神，我就怎样的信他。
So on the one hand, what kind of God, Jesus Christ is, we would believe in him.
然后在神面前完全把自己真真实实的放下来。
Then we humble ourselves completely.
然后你看见到第三个方面，这位百夫长的信心，他的单纯也显在一个很宝贵的地方，就是你发现到说，他还愿意打破自己跟仆人中间的那种地位的界限，有没有？
And the third point is that, we can see the purity of the centurion in his willingness to break the boundary of status between himself and his servant.
你看见他的仆人生病了，这位百夫长他心急如焚，拼命的在找怎么样来让他的仆人能够得到医治，甚至来找耶稣来求耶稣医治。
His servant was sick, and he was so worried, and he was eager to find Jesus and ask Jesus for healing him.
你知道他这样子的一个做法，在当时那一种阶级观念很强烈的一个时代，是会变成头条新闻的哦。
So you could imagine that this kind of behavior could be a top news in that era that emphasized class status.
会被很多人笑死的哦。
Many people would laugh at him.
对大部分人来说，你的仆人生病了，那顶多你找个草药给他吃就行了嘛，医得好就医得好，医不好就算了嘛，哪有主人为仆人这样子到处的东奔西跑的，真丢脸啊！
Many people would think that it was a shame. He should just offer some Chinese medicine for the servant. And the servant would be lucky if he was healed and unlucky if not.
弟兄姐妹，我们前面提到说，罪的一个很重要的特征就是复杂。
So we just mentioned that the feature of sin is complexity.
人的复杂，人的罪性，另外一个表现出来的地方就是人不断的在人跟人中间怎么样划界限，划界限。
So one exemplification of man's complexity or sins is to continually set up boundaries between men.
划阶级的界限，划族群的界限，划性别的界限，划这个正义邪恶的界限，划这个聪明愚笨的界限，划各样的界限。
The boundaries or divisions of a class, ethnicity, status, gender, something else.
不断的划各样的界限，用这些界限把人跟人中间的隔阂极尽的在扩大的当中。
So we use the boundaries or the divisions to maximize the gap between men.
所以你就看见到为什么这个社会到处都是地雷，有没有？走一走不小心就碰到你的地雷，就碰到你的地雷，都是什么？都是人对人设防的界限，都是国家跟国家设防的界限，都是不同的群体跟不同群体当中设防的界限，到处都是地雷。
So do you feel that you always see all kinds of landmines everywhere
社会
in the society and boundaries set up for men and countries?
社会就变得这样子的复杂。
So the societies become so complicated.
甚至你们发现到，连夫妻都要分开财产。
So even you see that husband and wife, they would divide their properties.
从结婚的一开始就划清界限，你的就是你的，我的就是我，为什么？以防万一。
From beginning, we would be clear what is yours, what is mine, and we do this in case anything happens.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你们夫妻是愿意把你们的财产合起来不分你的我的，还是你们是分开财产？
So, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you now whether you prefer to divide your properties or you want to put everything together.
但是我必须跟你说，当你们夫妻分开财产的时候，你们是活在罪恶的当中。
So I want to tell you, if you divide your properties, you are actually living in sin.
因为你们是活在罪的捆绑当中，你们才会分开财产，彼此以防万一。
It's because you're bound in sins and you would divide your properties
可是主耶稣来到这个世界上，为我们钉在十字架上，他是钉在十字架上做什么？
So our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross. Why did he do this?
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣钉在十字架上是要成为我们的和睦，拆毁一切隔断的墙。有没有这样子的一句话？
So he did this in order to bring purity and harmony into our life and break the boundaries.
以弗所书第二章第十四节就告诉我们，主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上，受尽那样子的痛苦，那样子的那样子的代价付出来，就是要拆毁所有人跟人中间的隔阂的墙。
So in Ephesians, Jesus Christ was crucified in order to break all the boundaries, break all the walls.
重新的把单纯跟融洽带进到你的世界里面去。
And bring purity and harmony again back to your life.
这是你所喜欢的，你所愿意的。
This is what you like, you prefer.
你愿意看见主耶稣成就在你身上的吗？
Do you want to see God's will be fulfilled in you?
如果我们的心极其乐意、渴望看见神来打破我跟人中间的隔阂，来把我跟人中间的关系变成单纯的话，那我们不会很难用单纯的信心来依靠主耶稣的。
So, if we are happy to see the estrangement between you and others being broken, and also have simple and pure relations with others, it's not hard for us to really rely on Jesus Christ with pure faith.
因为这正是他来到这个世界上，他要为你完成的。
This is exactly what the Lord wants to accomplish in your life.
所以你发现到说，神所喜悦的信心，一定就是一个单纯的信心，神才会喜悦。
So you see here, the faith that the Lord is pleased with is actually the pure faith.
真正会在你的生命的当中 make difference，产生变化、发生果效的信心，绝对是一个单纯的信心。
So this is the pure faith. Explain it in both languages.
所以注意弟兄姐妹，信心的重点不在大小，是在什么？单纯。
So it is not important to have strong faith, but it is more important to have pure faith.
因为其实一个单纯的信心，自然就会大。
Actually, pure faith would be strong faith.
我单单纯纯的信靠着主耶稣，我当然就整个投入下去信。
If we believe in God with our pure heart, we will be totally engaged in the faith.
我的信心自然就会跟神的能力紧紧的连在一起。
So my faith will be closely connected with God's strength.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要太花太多时间去常常去看我的信心大不大，我的信心大不大，不重要。
So actually, we shouldn't spend much time on examining our faith, whether it is strong or not.
我们真正要问的问题很单纯，就是我的信心单纯不单纯。
Actually, the question we should ask is very pure, very simple. Is our faith pure?
最后，我要把正面跟反面合起来，来跟大家思考一个非常重要的问题。
Lastly, I want to integrate both positive and negative side and discuss about a very important thing.
我想我们会发现到，这一个单纯的信心是超越世界上一切文化的一样东西。
So we find that the pure faith transcends all kinds of cultures in the world.
那些深受旧约圣经影响熏陶的以色列人，他们其实能不能有一颗单纯的信心对着神？能不能？
The Israelites, who actually were much influenced by the Old Testament, could they understand and learn the pure faith?
你们说能不能？能，当然能。他们从旧约多少信心的伟人的身上，其实他们有太多的这种属灵的亮光，可以帮助他们学习向神存着一颗单纯的信心。他们能的。
Actually, they could learn the pure faith from many great men with faith in the Old Testament. They could.
但是在这里，你看到一位完全没有任何这些旧约背景的罗马的百夫长，他竟然不需要在文化上来成为一个以色列人，这个受旧约圣经这样子的一个洗礼，他单单从他军旅生涯的一些经验，他也可以体会到信耶稣用单纯的信心来信，就是这样子信。
Actually, the Roman centurion, he did not have much background of the Old Testament, but just from his little military life experience, he could also believe and depend on God with his pure faith.
所以在以色列的文化里面，在以色列的文化外面，你发现人都可以学会向神存着一个单纯的信心，这是一个超越文化的东西。
So you could see, no matter whether it's in the Israelite culture or outside of it, we could all believe in God with a pure faith.
所以美国人可以很单纯的来信靠神，中国人也可以很单纯的来信靠神。穆斯林能不能很单纯的来信靠神？你们说，一样的。
So Americans can believe in God with pure faith. So can Chinese. And do you think whether Muslims can do this too?
没有任何一个文化比另外一个文化更绝对性的优越，更能够把人带到神的面前。没有。
No culture is superior to other cultures, or is able to bring more people before God.
主耶稣在这里说，从东从西将有许多的人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
Jesus said, "Many will come from the east and the west." And will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
神为东西南北世上一切的人预备了一条救恩之路，是超越一切文化的。
God has prepared a way for salvation for people from the east, from the west, actually all the people in the world.
这个救恩，对不起，等一
下。Salvation actually transcends all cultures.
这个救恩不附属于任何一个文化之下，不受任何一个文化所局限。
This salvation does not need to be affiliated with any culture or be limited by any culture.
所以我们中间讲中文的人，你完全可以就在华人的文化里面，就单单用中文，你就可以来认识神，来进入到这个救恩的里面去。
So in the Chinese community, actually, we can just use Chinese to worship God.
讲英文的人，你就用英文，你就可以进入到这个救恩的里面去。
So if you speak English, you can, you know, receive the salvation in the English language.
我们这些长大到二三十岁才来到美国人的，才到美国的人，我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，你不需要穿红的，不需要穿绿的哦。
So for us who came to the United States when we were in our twenties, we don't need to celebrate Christmas.In red and green.
你不需要进入到美国人的文化去用圣诞树来庆祝圣诞节哦。
You do not need to use the Christmas tree to celebrate Christmas.
我们就穿着长袍马褂，我们就可以来庆祝了。We
actually can celebrate Christmas in our traditional Chinese long gown and Mandarin jacket.
没有一个人需要走出他的文化来领受这一个宝贵的救恩。We
do not need to like come out of the culture to receive the salvation.
但是当我们就在华人的文化里面，就在我们从小成长的这个文化，不管是什么样文化里面，在这文化来领受这个超越文化的救恩的时候，我们不可以忘记另外一个很重要的东西的事情。So
in our own culture, we receive this salvation. We should remember one thing.
那就是你不能够忘记到说，这个救恩同样也是什么，也是超越你的文化的救恩。So
this salvation also transcends your own culture.
所以终究我们不需要走进到美国文化，我们不需要走进到犹太人的文化，或者是欧洲哪个国家的文化里面去。可是弟兄姐妹，我们需要走出我们华人的文化。We
do not need to enter other cultures, but we have to come out of our own culture.
我们需要走出我们自己文化的框架，去体会福音。 怎样在其他的文化里面也被表达出来，也在那个文化里面可以很美的被呈现出来。我们需要去认识这个福音在其他文化里面的呈现。So
we should come out of the limited framework of our own culture and experience the beautiful expressions and testimonies of gospel in other cultures.
这样子，我们真正在那里持守拥抱的那个福音。 才会是那个真正超越文化的那个福音真理。So
the gospel that we embrace and hold is the truth that transcends all cultures.
而不是我们的文化的东西。It's
not out of our own culture.
我举一个小小的例子，今天我们在这边敬拜的时候，我们都是坐在椅子上，坐得舒舒服服的，对不对？I
want to give you a small example. We are sitting here comfortably to worship God today.
当然，我们这样子坐着敬拜神，有没有可以不可以？当然可以，没有什么不可以。Certainly,
you cannot say that it's wrong to sit and worship God.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果你有机会去到穆斯林国家去看那些穆斯林背景的基督徒他们敬拜的时候，你会发现到说，这些穆斯林背景的基督徒他们敬拜神，他们不是坐着的，他们是跪着的。
So if you have an opportunity to visit some Muslim countries, the Christians with Muslim backgrounds, they always kneel down to worship God. They don't sit while worshiping God.
就好像在穆斯林的那个清真寺里面，你若看见他们在那边敬拜安拉的时候，都是跪着敬拜的。It's
similar to Muslims in mosque. They kneel on the floor to worship Allah.
在他们从小那种文化的熏陶的当中，对他们而言，坐着敬拜神，那是近乎亵渎的，对神一种近乎亵渎的态度。So
to them, it's actually an insulting attitude toward God if they sit while worshiping God.
人在神的面前，除了跪着跟站着之外，不可以坐的。Before
God, we can stand, we can kneel down. But we can't sit.
我曾经到清真寺里面去参观的时候，我看到他们在那边读他们的可兰经。One
time I visited mosque and I saw them read Quran.
我看见他们把可兰经放在一个矮矮这样子的一个台子上面，稍微倾斜这样一个台子。So
I saw them put the Quran on a small what desk or shelf.
然后他们就跪在那个地方，在那边诵读着《可兰经》。So
they kneel down and read the scriptures.
30 分钟，一个钟头，他们跪在那里不动。30
minutes, an hour, they didn't move.
对他们来说，一个人要敬拜神，不可以坐下来的。To
them, they shouldn't sit while worshiping God.
我想我们坐着敬拜神，绝对不能说有什么不对。
I think that it's not wrong for us to sit to worship God.
但是弟兄姐妹，我想你也不能否定，今天多少基督徒坐着敬拜神的时候，说真的，我们的敬拜就跟看戏差不多，是不是？
So brothers and sisters, do you see that in North America today, many people in church, they when they worship God, it's like they are watching a show.
很多时候我们坐得舒舒服服的在那里敬拜神，然后在那里打瞌睡。
We sit there comfortably worshiping God or snore.
我们心中真的有那种对神的敬畏吗？
Do we really have awe in our heart to God?
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们用在我们的文化里面来敬拜神的时候，很多时候有很多的盲点我们没看见的。
So there are a lot of blind points in our when we worship God.
为什么我们不能够老躲在我们的文化里面，必须走出那个框架？因为如果我们不走出去的话，我们看不见自己文化的盲点。
So why can't we just hide in our culture? Why we need to break through the culture framework? That's because if we don't come out of it, we can't see the blind spots in our culture.
慢慢的，本来是一个很单纯的信心、很单纯的信仰，慢慢的就越来越被跟文化混淆了，甚至被文化取代了，我们都不知道。
So slowly, our pure faith and belief will mix together with culture, or even are replaced with culture. We didn't even realize it.
但是主耶稣在这里也不仅仅是警戒以色列人小心这个文化取代信心的危机。
So Jesus did not only warn the Israelites of the danger of faith being replaced with culture.
耶稣在这段经文里面对着犹太人讲那句话的时候，更是要以色列这犹太人他们清清楚楚的看见到说，救恩不是单单只属于他们以色列人而已。
So when he talked to the Jews, he actually wanted the Israelites to understand clearly that salvation does not only belong to Israelites.
神是真的要从东从西，从各国各族各民的当中来招聚许多的人来进入到他的国度里面去的。
God wants to call and gather many people from the east, from the west, from all nations to enter the kingdom of God.
这些犹太人他们不能够一直把救恩隐藏包裹在他们那种繁复的那些文化传统、那些礼仪的里面，不可以这样子的。
The Jews should not always hide the salvation and wrap it in their complicated cultures, traditions, and rituals.
他们必须还原接触那个救恩的本质。
They should restore and show the nature of the salvation.
好把这个救恩能够带到其他的民族里面去。
And bring the salvation to other nations.
所以你看见2000多年，2000年来，感谢神，真的许多的民族陆陆续续的。 都用单纯的信心，就在他们的文化里面，能够这样子进入到救恩的里面去。
Thank the Lord, in the past 2,000 years, many nations, they would accept the salvation with their pure heart, pure faith.
然后你看见多少个民族，也是这样子，带着这个超越文化的这个福音，把这个还原的那个福音。 带到其他的文化、其他的民族里面去。
So you would see people in many nations, they would restore the nature of the salvation and bring it to other nations and cultures.
你看见上千年之久，欧洲人这样子的把福音带到其他的地方去。
So you see, 1,000 years ago, Europeans came out of their culture and bring the salvation to other nations.
你看见美国人也早就这样子的走出去，把福音带到世界上其他各个民族的当中去。
So did Americans.
然后你看见韩国人、印度人，也在过去这几十年的当中走进这样子的一条路上，把福音带到其他的民族里面去。
You also see many Koreans and Indians in the past decades of years, have caught up with and bring the salvation to other nations.
在他们传福音的时候，他们就记得圣经的一句话说：“像什么样子的人，就做什么样子的人。”
So they remember what's written in the Bible. They will be, what be all when they are with other old men.
无论如何，就是要把福音还原它的真相，好叫我们怎么样能够得着更多的。
No matter what, we would restore the nature of salvation so that we would gain more people.
今天的华人能不能例外？
Can Chinese today be an exception?
弟兄姐妹，华人绝对不可能可以例外。
Absolutely not.
今天全世界华人基督徒的人数可能已经超过1亿了。
So the number of Chinese who believe in Jesus Christ must be over 1 亿.
100,000。
100,000.
哎，是不是100,000？10 million,
Is
sorry.
that right?
台湾千万亿哦、oh,，no, 100 million, sorry.
Hundred million.
Yeah, it's a complicated. 韩国的基督徒没有办法跟中国华人的基督徒人数相比。
The number of Korean Christians cannot compare with the number of Chinese Christians.
可是，当今天全世界有3万多个韩国人带着福音进入到其他的民族文化当中去的时候，全世界差不多只有2000个华人在做这样子的服事。
So today, more than 30,000 Korean Christians bring the salvation to other cultures. In the Chinese society, only 2,000 people are doing this.
每次我们想到传福音的时候，我们就只想到华人。
Every time when we think of spreading the gospel, we would think of Chinese.
就好像当年的耶路撒冷的犹太人，他们要传福音的时候，他们就只想到犹太人。
Just like the Jews in Israelite, when they thought of spreading the gospel, they would only think of Jews.
哦，弟兄姐妹，华人教会如果没有把福音带出去的话，终究我们会像犹太人一样，把救恩隐藏包裹在我们的文化里面，让它永远成为一个没有任何的其他的民族可以得着的祝福。
So if we Chinese never come out of our own culture, bring the salvation to other cultures, and it's the same like Jews. We hide the salvation and we won't offer the opportunity for people in other cultures to receive the salvation.
因为福音与救恩这一个超越文化的本质，
Because of the nature of gospel and the salvation that transcends cultures.
因为因信称义的真理里面这个信心本身本质上就是超越文化的。
Because of the truth of being justified through faith.
所以领受的救恩意味着什么？意味着我们也必须超越我们自己的文化，我们必须要走出去。
So to receive salvation means that we should transcend the culture that we belong to. And come out of it and bring the salvation to other nations and cultures.
那个 bottom line 在哪里？那我们的
底
翻译来
线，
翻译啊，底线
底线在哪里？
bottom line 就是绝对不可以让这个救恩被局限、被淹没在你的文化里面。
所以底线就是 we should not let the salvation be limited or submerged in our culture.
所以弟兄姐妹，你发现到说，在这里主耶稣所吸取的信心，其实是一个不应该让主耶稣吸取的信心。
So you see that the faith that astonished Jesus should not be astonishing to him at all.
因为每一个人的信心都应该是这样子的。
Because everyone should have this kind of faith.
就像这个百夫长一样，发出一个单纯的信心来领受那个超越文化的救恩。
So like we should have the same pure faith as the centurion and receive the salvation that transcends cultures.
然后再走出我们的文化，来把这个救恩带到其他的文化、其他的族群里面去。
Then come out of our own culture and take the salvation to other nations and other cultures.
这对我们也完全不应该是一件稀奇的事。
This should not be an astonishing thing to us.
应该是我们跟我们的教会其实早就该参与在里面的一件事情。
This should actually be what we or our culture have been participating in.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
耶稣，我们求你把我们生命里面所有的复杂来为我们除掉。
Lord Jesus Christ, please help us eliminate all the complexities in our life.
求你亲自的在我们的生命的当中，再一次的做生命翻转的工作。
Please work on our life and turn it around.
主啊，当我们看见我们的生命是如此的复杂，我们对你，我们对人，主啊，我们的心思如此的这样子常常缠绕在一起的时候，主，我们向你说，我们厌恶我们自己。
So Lord, when we see that we become so complicated, we are bound in sins, we want to tell you that we are sick of this.
求你再一次的用宝血来整个洁净这一个败坏、污秽的心灵。
May you purify our sinful hearts with your precious blood.
主叫我们重新张开我们心灵的眼睛来看你的时候，我们可以亲眼见到你。
So help us open the eyes of our heart so that we can really see you.
主啊，我们也仰望你亲自的在我们的信仰的道路的当中，主你亲自的把许多文化的遮蔽来亲自的为我们一一的拨开来。
Lord, when we look upon you, please help to set aside all the cultures in our life.
主把我们狭隘的心胸也整个打破打开来。
Please open our narrow mind.
主叫我们不是只是在我们的文化里面来领受你的救恩，
So
主让我们走出我们的文化，来真正领受你那个全备的救恩。
we should not just receive your salvation in our own culture. We should come out of it and receive your perfect salvation.
哦，主啊，带领你的教会。
Please lead the church.
主啊，带领你的教会用单纯的信心走出去。
Lead the church and help them to have the pure faith and heart and walk out of their own culture.
让我们在信心的眼睛的当中，不仅是看见到华人。
So in our eyes of faith, we not only see Chinese.
我们看得见各国各族的人。
We can see people from all nations and all cultures.
我们更看见你心意深处。主啊，你对他们的爱。
We can see your love in your heart to them.
帮助我们真正来走一个单纯信心的道路。
Help us walk on the way for pure faith.
直到见你的面。
Till the day we see you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.